Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. This month, I'd like to introduce to you a religious center called the House of Kindness. It is actually not a house, but a pool with colonnades. Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. And they waited for the moving of the waters. From time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease he had. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Here I'd like to emphasize 2 English words, Bethesda in verse 2 and want near the end of verse 6. Bethesda is a transliteration from the Greek that was transliterated from the Hebrew. It has 2 parts. Beth means house and Esta means kindness. This is a perfect translation in keeping with the original meaning. However, the last part of verse 6 is not an accurate translation. If it were accurate, we wonder why Jesus did not even know the obvious fact that the man wanted to be healed. Otherwise, he would not be waiting there all the time. Of course, Jesus knew all this. In the original biblical language, Jesus actually asked the invalid, "Do you will to be made whole?" Surprisingly, the poor invalid did not immediately answer Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I do." Instead, he started to complain that no one there cared to help him, and that he was always one step behind others to get into the pool. What was going on there at Bethesda 2,000 years ago? Many needy people competed for the unpredictable chance to be healed. They waited there through many restless days and nights. They jumped at every disturbance. Day in and day out, many of them grew weary and gathered despair in their hearts. This was the House of Kindness back then in the religious center, Jerusalem. At this point, you certainly wonder, is this God's way to heal the sick? The answer is clearly no. Now Jesus came. He saw him and knew his long suffering. He asked him, "Do you will to be made whole?" Oh, how he loved the poor man and desired for him to say, "Yes, Lord, heal me." Even though the poor invalid man was so obsessed with the superstitious tradition and with resentments in his heart, our loving Lord did not abandon him. Instead, the Bible says, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk.'" At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Yes, heeding our Lord's voice, the body of the invalid was made whole at once. Seeing the miracle on his own body with his own eyes, the man obeyed the Lord. He rose up, carried the mat that carried him for so many years, and actually walked himself. Reading to this point, we might have thought that all was well, and everyone was happy at the time, giving thanks to God. Unfortunately, that was not the case. In fact, some people were rather upset with this miraculous expression of love by our Lord. Let's continue to read verse 9 now. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Why were the Jews upset with Jesus? It was because that day was a Sabbath. The Jews observe Sabbath, that is Saturday, as a day of rest, abstaining from work. Jesus worked on that Sabbath to heal a man who had never had rest. Jesus violated their rules, so the Jews persecuted him. How did the Lord Jesus answer the Jews? We'll have to wait until next month for the answers. But before we say goodbye, may I remind you the word Bethesda, house of kindness? Doesn't Bethesda vividly picture today's world? Aren't people restless on Sabbath trying to grab the unpredictable chances? But today is the day of grace. Today the Lord is still asking, "Do you will to be whole?" Dear friend, do you hear it? Don't be like the poor invalid man who grumbled and only obeyed the Lord after seeing the miracle. Please don't hesitate any longer. Discard any resentments that might have been in your heart. Abandon the religions of this world and answer him now. "Yes, Lord, I will." The Lord is faithful. He will make you whole. Blessed is the man who hears the Lord and uses his free will to accept him. May the Lord of kindness grant you peace and love. Bye-bye.